A sleek black motor car was edging its way through the crowds of passengers going toward the boat. It stopped when it was still a good 10 yards away from her, and a woman got out at the passenger side with a canvas bag in her hand and a bundle and a blanket in the crook of her other arm. She was not young, 60 if she was a day. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and those are some lines from the introduction to Christine Falls by John Banville. This novel was first published in 2006 under the author's pen name, Benjamin Black. It's the 1960s, and the main character, Quirk, is a pathologist in Ireland. He discovers his pediatrician brother-in-law, Mal, faking morgue records of a young woman, disguising the fact that she died in childbirth. Quirk determines to solve the mystery of why Mal would do such a thing. The story is as much about solving the mystery as revealing what a dysfunctional family he married into. Mal and Quirk married sisters. Quirk's wife, Delia, died years before, also in childbirth. Mal married Sarah, who was really Quirk's preference. There's Mal's father, a well-connected judge in Ireland, and their wealthy, ailing father-in-law, who lives in Boston. I don't want to spoil the story for you, but I will tell you that the two fathers have been involved in a religious scheme for 20 years. This is a well-written, dark story without a happy ending. As one of the readers on Goodreads wrote, it's like watching a black and white movie. If you're interested in noir fiction, then you must read Christine Falls by John Banville. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.